Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
But I've got a couple of tips that I believe anyone can use, and in conjunction with couponing, if that's something that you love to do. But these are simple, and people are going to go, oh, yeah, right, like that's going to make any difference. I promise you it will. If you will change your attitude to adopt this as your new way of grocery shopping, the first one, cash, a four-letter word, cash. When you go to the grocery store, the supermarket, to buy food for your family for the week or whatever, you've got to leave the plastic at home. I'm talking debit card. I'm talking credit cards. You've got to leave the checkbook at home. All of those things that allow you to be impulsive, to buy more than you planned to when you walked in. See, you're entering into a kind of a competition when you go into the supermarket. Everything there has been created to make you buy more, to spend more time there, to fill up your cart, from the music to the color of the walls to how the things are laid out to the lighting, all of that. And, you know, that's fine. I have nothing against marketing. I just don't want to get sucked in to do things against my will. And so if you leave those things at home and you take only an amount of cash that you have to spend. Now, if you want to take $1,000, well, just go ahead. I don't know anybody who wants to drop $1,000 at the grocery store. But I think it'd be better if you take the amount that you've planned ahead. I mean, yeah, it's called budgeting, but what amount of money do you have to spend? Is it $100? Is it $200? Is it $48.27? Whatever it is, walk into that store only with cash. Now, you might want to carry a little calculator with you. You might have one on your phone. You're going to be a different kind of shopper because you don't want to go through that checkout and not have enough money. Right there, you have made leaps towards doing better with your money. The second thing that I want you to adopt is a new way of shopping. Eat the sales. Now, I am first to admit that over the years, I've done a 180 on this. I would have told you many years ago the best way to shop is to have a menu plan, get your recipes all ready before you go, know what you're going to need, write it down, go into the store and buy only what you need, get out of there as fast as you can. That's an expensive way to shop because what's going to happen is you're going to pay full price for an awful lot of things on that list. You can't afford to pay full price. I can't afford it these days. Food is too expensive, but what I can afford is to buy what's on sale. Now, here's the truth about America's supermarket industry. Most of these stores work on a 12-week cycle. That means that over a 12-week period, something from every single...
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.